This is John Sterling. The Yankees road trip continues tomorrow night in Kansas City as the Bombers open up a weekend series with the Royals. Game time 8:15, Yankees pregame at 7:35. Here on your flagship station for Yankees talk, tickets, and every game, The Fan. Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66, WFAN and WFAN FM, New York.
Sal Licata back on The Fan, 877-337-6666. Look into your calls in a little bit. And we'll get to the baseball in a few, but I wanted to start with Gase today, obviously reacting to the press conference. I've just had enough of the attack on him. And with that, we welcome in New York Daily News beat writer for the Jets is Manish Mehta. Manish, I like you. I'm begging you. What is going on with the attack on Gase? Look, I respect you for asking the hard questions and for pressing them, but I thought it was a little much, Manish. The guy just got here. What are you killing him for already?
Well, look, I think anyone who's followed my writing and my reporting since Gase was hired would tell you that I supported the hire. I thought it was a good hire because I think that Adam Gase will be very good for Sam Darnold. My opinion of that has not changed at all. I do think that he is good relating to players one-on-one. You know, it's not across the board because you saw some guys down in Miami, not take, and then he obviously traded some of those guys. But I think by and large, Adam Gase's strength is really relating to players and, the getting the best out of quarterbacks, even though he hasn't particularly dealt with superstar quarterbacks. So my opinion on that it remains the same. I do think that he will be a very good football coach for this team. I think where Adam Gase gets in trouble is when he kind of pokes around and puts his hands in other elements of the organization, including player personnel. And clearly, I did not foresee the general manager who he helped hire. I mean, the guy hired, basically, for lack of a better phrase. He hired Adam Gase, and I did not see Adam Gase effectively removing this general manager, before they've even played a game. So I think those other elements to the equation were surprising to me. My opinion of Gase as a football coach and what he can do for Sam Darnold has not changed. I do think, however, it's absolutely fair to criticize Adam Gase for what has transpired to this point before, the games actually began.
Yeah, and that is where we differ. Now, you're right. This is not an anti-Jet thing from you. You're very pro-Jets, as a matter of fact. You think Sam Darnold's going to be the best quarterback in the division, or maybe is the best quarterback in the division. A lot of positive things that you've said about the Jets. But the latest thing that I've seen that you wrote here was about Adam Gase's new brave world here, no accountability, when I think it's just the opposite. I mean, he's holding guys accountable, Manish, that didn't get it done. What is the difference? You think the Jets are a better team now with Gase calling the shots as of right now, or with Mike Maccagnan calling the shots as he did basically unsuccessfully for four straight years?
Well, when I say no accountability, I know what the Twitter headline is. I think just to give it a little bit more detail, I'm saying that he did not take accountability for Mike Maccagnan being fired. I guess that's probably a more detailed and more accurate way of saying it. I do think that the team is better today than it was at the end of last season, and that's because of the additions that they made in free agency. That's because of Quinn Williams, and we'll see about some of these other guys in the draft, but that's because of, the rookie class, and most importantly, guys like C.J. Mosley, Jameson Crowder, and most importantly, Le'Veon Bell. Those were decisions made by Mike Maccagnan and Adam Gase. So clearly, Maccagnan had a role in that. And look, I am not saying that Mike Maccagnan should not have been fired. I'm saying that the process and the timing of it speaks to the instability and the indecisiveness of this whole operation.
But wouldn't that be then, Manish, on Christopher Johnson? I mean, he's the one.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, right. So he should be getting. And look, the decision to fire Maccagnan here nor there. I mean, he's gone, and I don't think you could argue it. You can argue the timing, however, which a lot of people did. I know you talk about dysfunctional and the circus or whatever. But that's on the owner. And if Gase is able to, now, who knows what's going on? Obviously, you're more tuned in than I am. But the owner made the decision to hire Gase. If he let Maccagnan hire his head coach and Maccagnan pick Gase, and they still can't work things out, then it's a real mess. But to me, it falls on the owner first and foremost, but Gase has been the whipping boy here.
Well, I agree with half of that. First and foremost, yes, it does fall on the owner. Ultimately, it starts at the top, right? And currently, while his brother's overseas, the top is Christopher Johnson. So I agree with you that first and foremost, the responsibility lies with the owner. I don't think that Adam Gase, by any stretch of the imagination, based on what I know, is any kind of scapegoat. I think when you just kind of reduce it to simplest terms, Sal, there was a leadership vacuum, a leadership void in this organization. Part of that speaks to Mike Maccagnan's lack of true leadership. That's certainly a part of the equation. But because of that leadership vacuum and that void, a savvy new head coach realized that and took advantage of that. And you could spin it, not you, but I mean metaphorically,
sure,
you can spin it any way you want and say that Adam Gase stabbed Mike Maccagnan in the back, or Adam Gase did not fight for Mike Maccagnan, Adam Gase did not fully support Mike Maccagnan. However you want to frame it, the bottom line is that Adam Gase was fully aware of some of these shortcomings in the organization, shortcomings of this general manager, and he took full advantage of it.
But
you characterize it any way you want, but he's certainly not free of blame as he tried to paint.
But Manish, isn't that a good thing? I mean, take advantage of what? He's trying to win. So if he saw shortcomings from a GM or a front office, get him out of there because I want to win. So I think that's a good thing.
But this is what I know covering pro sports for 20 years. Winning organizations, sustainable winners, have a common thread. And that common thread is an open line of communication and honesty inside the building, internally. No backstabbing, no passive-aggressive BS, no subtle jabs behind the scenes in the media. People that do that in organizations typically are not part of winners. Winning organizations don't have that inside. And that, again, speaks to the instability of this organization, the dysfunctional aspect of this organization. It's the people in the building. The people in the building have to be real and honest with each other and not backstab each other. And from what I have seen in 4 months, that's not to say that it can't change, but what I have seen over this period of time, especially what I found out since Maccagnan's firing, is that that characteristic, that honesty and that open line of communication inside the building did not exist.
We're talking with Manish Mehta, covers the Jets for the Daily News. If it didn't exist prior, then this is the right move by Gase and the Jets to get Maccagnan out of there and have somebody to come in and, maybe work on the same page with the new head coach. I mean, it traces back to the end of the season where they should have fired Maccagnan and Bowles together and hired a GM who wanted to hire a head coach so they could work together. I mean, that's how it should be done. But now, maybe better late than never, they didn't do that. Now Maccagnan out. Now maybe they could get a guy in to work together. But Manish, all the things that you're talking about can't possibly be taking place because it's only been a week since Gase has, cleaned out Maccagnan and then the other scout. You would assume that he's trying to get somebody else in here that he can work on the same page with and not be backstabbing and lying within the organization. I mean, that would be, if they're still lying to each other and backstabbing each other now, that would be, major problem.
Well, I didn't say who was lying and I didn't say who the backstabber was. I just said that it occurred. And let's not forget, for some reason, I think this has gotten lost over the past week or so. Mike Maccagnan hired Adam Gase. I don't know why people are saying this is an arranged marriage. It's not an arranged marriage. This general manager picked this head coach. Let's just get that out on the table. The owner signed off on the hire, but Mike Maccagnan chose Adam Gase. So this is not an arranged marriage. It's not a Rex Ryan, John Nidzik situation. Not at all. It's, in fact, exactly what ownership wanted, which was the head coach and GM, in theory, to be on the same page. And again, if Mike Maccagnan did not want to hire Adam Gase, Adam Gase would not be the head coach right now.
So then how did we get here? That's what just doesn't make any sense. If Maccagnan hires Adam Gase, you would think that somehow they figured out that, hey, okay, we have the same philosophical ideas here. Or, if Gase, you're saying, was lying then to get the job and then threw him under the bus. Well, not threw him under the bus because Gase doesn't have that power. Gase just can't fire Maccagnan. The owner has to sign off on that. How did the owner go from letting Maccagnan hire this head coach to all of a sudden firing him after he let him spend the money, hire the head coach, and run the draft?
Yeah, that speaks to his inexperience and his indecisiveness as an owner. But just to circle back a moment, if you're looking for a job, if you know, especially a coveted job, a job which doesn't really exist, you know, there are only 32 of them, right, in the world. If you're looking to get one of those jobs, I would think that you would be, for lack of a better phrase, on your best behavior to try to get that job. You know, I think people are smart enough to understand the dynamics of that, and they, you know, they can draw their own conclusions as to what has happened over the past 3 months. But I can tell you this with great certainty. I'm not personal friends with Mike Maccagnan, but I will say that Mike Maccagnan always did stuff above board, always. You know, I was close to him in terms of a reporter and a general manager. Professionally, I thought he was one of the most professional people I worked with. People have come to me and said, well, you seem pretty upset that Mike Maccagnan got fired. Look, it's a business. I think you touched on this. If he got fired at the end of the season, I think it would have been warranted. What was he, 14-34? Over the first 4 years of his tenure, I don't think there would have been any kind of outrage. This is not a personal thing for me. It's a business. He got well compensated. I think he'll be fine moving forward. But just speaking in terms of the professionalism, ethics, Mike Maccagnan never threw anybody under the bus. I can't speak to any other reporter or anybody else he interacted with, but just my personal interaction with him, my professional, I should say, interaction with him, he never threw anybody under the bus, publicly, privately, ever, to this day, even after he's been dismissed as a general manager. Never.
Yeah,
he's one of the most ethical people in this industry that I've dealt with in 25 years. And again, he's not a personal friend of mine, but professionally, he did things the right way.
Yeah, he's a nice guy, and it's sad to see it end the way that it did. Same thing with Todd Bowles. Now, look, you're close with him. I'm not, but I could even tell from the outside these guys are nice. You're not going to get that with Gase. But what I want to stop happening, it's not just you, obviously. There's been this onslaught on him, is that because he's not a nice guy, because maybe he's not being 100% truthful with the media, that people are attacking him already before he even coached the game. Now, you've at least had the nice balance of where you're complimenting him, saying you believe in him as a coach and that you believe in the Jets, but also that obviously he's not as nice a guy as Maccagnan and the way that things went on. But overall, Manish, the guy has been getting attacked here left and right. He hasn't even coached the game yet.
He hasn't, but how many times have you seen a scenario where a new head coach comes in, hired by a general manager, and he gets fired? Now, I do want to say this. I do want to make this clear. I actually do think that Adam Gase is a nice guy. In the interactions that I've had with him, and I've known him for a while before he was the head coach of the New York Jets. Our paths crossed. So, the interactions I've had with him in person have been extremely pleasant. I spent time with him at league functions. I spent time with his wife. I actually think that he's a nice guy. I don't think this is about whether he's a nice guy to me or I don't think that's relevant at all, because he has been a nice guy. But I just know from what I've heard, professionally, how things kind of unfolded over the last 4 months. And I've written about it in the last week. Mm-hmm. And I've been extremely critical of him. I've been extremely critical of Christopher Johnson. And it's simply because of how things have unfolded, the timing of the decision. As you mentioned, an owner empowering a general manager that he obviously didn't fully believe in to hire a head coach, spend all this money in free agency, run the draft, and then wait 3 weeks and then dismiss him. That's not the behavior and actions of a winner, of a winning outfit. That's not what winners do. That's not what winning organizations do. That's what lost organizations do. That's what inexperienced owners do. That's what teams that are constantly spinning their wheels do. And that's why, and Jets fans are not going to like hearing this, but that's why teams like New England, behind the scenes, lampooned the Jets. They're not going to say anything publicly. You're never going to hear anything from Bill Belichick or Tom Brady publicly. But I know people in that organization. I've known people in that organization for years, and they tell me things privately about how they view the Jets. And look, the results speak for themselves. They're winners for a reason. They're a winning organization for a reason. The Jets have not been winners for 50 years for a reason.
Thanks, Manish. Appreciate the couple of minutes.
Thanks, Al. I appreciate it.
Manish Mehta, New York Daily News, covers the Jets. And look, you hope that Adam Gase could be the guy to turn this all around for the Jets. I'm just begging you to give him a chance. Stop with the attack, the onslaught. 877-337-6666. We'll do some baseball on the other side. Also take your calls on all things New York sports. It's Sal Licata back on the Fan.